I'm John Ryan, and this is Pod Roast, a special edition today looking at the early adopters of a new podcast creation app. I got 99 seconds, but my pitch ain't one. Another day, another dollar for your lowly podcast reviewer, and an existential crisis for podcast radio. There's a new app that surely will render us obsolete. Build as a solution to podcast discovery, Racket is a TikTok-like, endless vertical feed of audio snippets that are all 99 seconds or less. They've been working on this for 2 years and have $3 million pre-seed funding. The app allows you to record and edit your own stuff very easily. Talking to TechCrunch, the CEO, Austin Petersmith, said it's nearly impossible for regular podcasts to break through. We've tried to lower the stakes so people feel more okay with imperfections and not having fancy equipment. Nice. He also makes the case that 100 million people make TikTok videos, but there are only 1 million podcasters, and that means audio is nowhere near maturity. TechCrunch goes on, by capping Racket's audio snippets at 99 seconds, the app hopes to encourage more people to tell jokes and share their stories without worrying about crafting a lengthy, produced audio show. So, it's early days, but I listened in. Here's what I found out. So, let's open Racket on my app. Here we are.
Simply put, growth comes from mistakes. We have to make mistakes. And I think as kids...
So this is called Dear Perfectionists. It's by Humble the Poet.
You don't clear the entire video game the very first time you play it. You know, your character dies. You go the wrong way. You run out of time.
I can see there's a little timer circle counting down on the right-hand side in the bottom corner, so that shows we're about a third of the way through this particular 95-second podcast. I'm not particularly enamoured by the guy's delivery or, indeed, what he's saying, so I don't know if there's any way of making it go away. Oh, you just scroll up.
Chicken wings. Let's talk about it. If you were eating these things called boneless wings... You are not eating.
This is a woman called P. Figueroa 3. Her name and her avatar picture have come up. It's 30 seconds about chicken wings or chicken nuggets. Not sure about that.
Damn.
This is a guy called Leonard Smith Jr. I'm old. 45 seconds from his picture. He doesn't look very old, so I'll scroll up.
So my mom was visiting this last weekend, and we were talking about how our friends are getting, they want to get a cat, and our friends are, you know, they're both working parents, and they have
wise words from Oma, this one.
What, like five and two, something like that. And then they also have a pretty high maintenance puppy dog, and they want to get a cat on top of it.
36 seconds, this one.
Some people are just gluttons for punishment.
Not funny, not interesting. I write for vegans, next.
An excerpt from the book Ikigai. Focus on enjoying your daily rituals, using them...
That's all we need, more self-help. Even 27 seconds feels a bit too long.
Yeah, this is, any doctors on here, I clean my...
This is... I think a supposedly funny one from a Stony McBlaze. I think I smoked soap. This is from a guy called S. Hengis.
It was not just a cafe, but it was also an antique store. And I loved that there were these chairs that you were sitting in, and then at any moment someone could be like, oh, I just bought that chair.
So I'm in a open relationship, which, you know, it sounds really evolved, but all it is she knows she can do better, and I've agreed to stay on through the transition.
So says Saga Bot.
An ode to Racket, with a friendly, gauntlet-esque jab at Nate.
This is a guy called Trent Monday. We won't listen to his ode to Racket.
Hi, everyone, it's Rob Rosenthal, and I recommend. Today's subject is hot sauce. And,
a hot sauce recommendation.
Okay, so check this out. I messed my phone up last week when I was trying to get off the iOS 15 beta.
Oh, well, anybody talking about betas can go take a hike.
Did you know that you can't tickle yourself?
All right, so this is my first racket. I've had to think about what I would actually say in 99 seconds, but
it's more than most people have done, mate.
Place for random thoughts. So if any of you are fans of Gary Vee or interested in what Facebook is doing, which is now Meta.
Nope.
Everyone always talks about tomato and tomato, but how come Tomato's never invited to the party?
That was a 6 second one, which at least was good for brevity. No songs, mate. So the next one is from somebody called Talibi. Loved our love song. It's a poem. Great. I love poetry on the radio. If you click on the little circle that shows the countdown, it brings up a play pause button, back 15 seconds, a forward 30 seconds. So you can actually scroll through stuff.
Talia, and today I will be reading Loved Our Love Song.
Go back and listen to stuff that you enjoyed.
Hi, my name is Talia.
Or if stuff is really today boring you can spin forward 30 seconds.
Make the next person crave that addictive euphoria.
Oh, also, by the looks of it, you can listen faster.
Others come and go, but the songs we make last forever.
If 99 seconds is still too long.
I truly loved you. Know that I loved our love song.
You can listen up to 2 times as long. So 99 seconds isn't long, and at double speed that's less than a minute invested, even if listening like that might make your head explode like in Scanners. From my unscientific research, it's currently predominantly a space for American Generation Z with no curation going on, so you're as likely to fill your head with self-absorbed BS or derivative pound shop versions of other podcast tropes as you are the next audio superstar, who may be in there somewhere. Does a time restriction make it feel disciplined and buttoned up like Twitter, or doomed like Vine, a snackable audio version of Quibi maybe, after that did so well? I have a theory that it's hard to sell audio only to a generation of video creatives. It's a hunch supported by YouTube's arm around the shoulders of anyone posting audio only, which then, of course, slowly encourages transition to video. And right now on Racket, terrible name too, at least in British English, is Racket the same in American English? Does it have the same negative connotation? Stop making that racket! There's not enough good stuff up there to make it an enjoyable listening experience just yet. And the more people who join as creators won't necessarily improve that without curation. The recommendation features within the app will have to do a lot of heavy lifting. Yes, there will be more needles, but there'll be an exponential increase in haystack. I'm John Ryan, weary-eared and disappointed. This week with the poets, jokers and creatives of the new 99-second podcast app, Bracket, now in the App Store. I listen to these, so you don't have to.
Hello, and welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to 2 readers about one book. And together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our 9th season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.